of my favorite cartoons of all time. So I had to go see it. And then when my mother let me get a little bit more mature, I got to watch him in concert and hear all the cuss words that I wasn't allowed to say. And then he began to do movie after movie after movie, and I watched them all. And then when I was 17 years old, I had watched every Disney cartoon in the world. And they had put him in a Disney cartoon to play this iconic role of the genie. And he sang this song, and I looked at my mom and I said, if I could just do something like that. And here we are, 2014, in this beautiful theater. And I get to play this role. And these wonderful people. Iconic roles that in 1992, for some of you, you don't want to say how old you are. I'm almost 40, so I understand. Went to see that film with your parents or whatever. And yesterday, we lost one of the greatest, not comedians, one of the greatest entertainers of all time. We're only going to do this once, because we don't want to drag something on, because first and foremost, we want to give our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts to his family, because he's a husband and a father first, entertainer second. But for tonight, I don't know, I think it's in your programs. If it is, you can pull it out. I want us to just sing a little bit of Friend Like Me before we go. Just, and we're going to do it together, and so here's what I want to do. And when we get to the end, you'll understand. The bottom here, you guys here, right here, in the bottom. You guys, Kayla, I don't want you to be about to see you guys. I want you guys to, when we get to the end, when I say, never had a friend, you guys go, oh, that was weak, come on, that's my win. Never had a friend. We can hear it.